Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An 18-year-old will be in federal court today facing charges in the deadly shooting of a 69-year-old grandmother in Harlem.
Authorities say Faisal McCants fired 15 rounds from a machine gun in the middle of the day, striking and killing Robin Wright, who was with a friend using a walker on East 110th Street near Madison Avenue. The shooting, drug-related, authorities said part of an ongoing dispute over cannabis dealing on the block. Authorities are still looking for another alleged accomplice. McCants is facing federal gun possession charges, as well as murder and robbery and the death of Wright, who lived with her caretaker grandson not far from where she became the unintended target. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A report in the New York Times says that the role that Mayor Adams may be offered in the Trump administration is ambassador to Saudi Arabia. The Times says close advisors to President Trump have been crafting a plan in order to get Adams to drop out of the New York City mayor's race. This all comes on the heels of reports that President Trump is planning to offer jobs to Mayor Adams and Curtis Sliwa to get them out of the race. And President Trump saying last night he wants to see a two-man race. Mayor Adams has publicly insisted he's staying in the race for a second term, but the Times says he has also told allies he's considering a range of options. Meanwhile, Democratic frontrunner Zora Mandani is asking supporters to donate their time rather than their money to his campaign. That's because his campaign has raised enough money to hit the $8 million fundraising cap. He announced that news in a video this morning.
Well, folks, you've done it again. We can't take any more of your money. Truly, you need to stop. Thanks to you, we've raised the maximum amount of money we can spend in this race, $8 million.
Mamdani's fundraising efforts are well ahead of his rivals. Andrew Cuomo has about $1.5 million in his campaign account. Mayor Adams has been denied public matching funds. He has about $4 million. Curtis Sliwa's campaign has about $3.4 million. Well, Jets and Giants fans haven't had much to be happy about in recent years, but some key off-season acquisitions are giving fans some hope going into the new season.
So I'm always amazed how much young people know about sports. Luke's in eighth grade, and he was working on his fantasy football picks when we caught up. He's a Jets fan.
Yeah, I feel like with the upgrades in the offensive line with, like, Membu, and then also we got a huge upgrade at quarterback with Fields. He's more explosive in the pocket.
You've been a Jets fan your whole life?
Yeah.
So you haven't seen much winning in your young life yet, no?
No, I haven't even seen them make the playoffs.
So they think this year maybe the playoffs? It's, I mean, the Bills are a tough opponent, but, I mean, you think they could actually win 9 or 10 games, or is that a dream?
But I do think that we could possibly get a wild card spot.
To kick off the season, the Giants are at the Commanders, the Jets home for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins, 92.3 FM at Midtown.
Governor Hochul has signed an executive order to get around the FDA's new COVID vaccine restrictions.
I'm prepared to sign this now. Let everyone know how seriously we are taking this, an executive order declaring a disaster in the state of New York due to federal actions related to vaccine access.
The order allows pharmacists to administer the COVID shots to New Yorkers who request them. The move comes a day after Health Secretary RFK Jr. was grilled by a Senate committee about the FDA's decision to approve COVID shots, but only for Americans 65 and older and younger adults with health conditions that put them at higher risk for severe COVID. 11 more public libraries in New York will be opening their doors this Sunday. That brings the number of libraries offering seven-day service to 30. The new hours are being funded by a $2 million investment secured in the city budget. Some council members are scheduled to be at Harlem Library today to celebrate the expansion. Well, President Trump will be back in Queens this Sunday to attend the men's final at the U.S. Open. Trump was a fixture at the tournament for years, but hasn't attended since he was booed at a quarterfinals match in 2015, just months before launching his first presidential campaign. The White House says the president plans to make the day trip and return to Washington after the match. The last time a sitting president attended the U.S. Open was in 2000, when Bill Clinton went to the tournament. A 15-year-old with special needs is dead after walking out of school and being struck by a vehicle in Valley Stream. Christopher Williams was reported missing from the Martin de Porres School for Exceptional Children in Elmont yesterday afternoon, just minutes before the accident. He was struck by a vehicle about 1:15 p.m. while he was walking along the Southern State Parkway near Exit 13, less than a mile away from his school. In a GoFundMe page, his family claims the school called Williams' mom to ask where he was. The death comes a day after a 5-year-old with autism was able to climb a fence and leave Riverside Elementary School in Rockville Center. That boy walked half a mile from the school to his home. He is okay. One person is dead after a fire that broke out in the kitchen of a home in Patterson last evening. The fire also left 6 people without a place to live. The Red Cross helping them with temporary housing, food, and clothing. The person who died has not been identified. The cause of that fire still under investigation. 2 men have been stabbed in front of a home in Cypress Hills this morning. One of them, a 30-year-old, was stabbed in his underarm and pronounced dead at Jamaica Hospital. A 25-year-old was stabbed in the stomach. He's in stable condition. Police have not made any arrests.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.